Don't worry about it.
Hi, Cotty.
Hi.
I'm back from my insane adventure.
It was too long.
It was and it wasn't. I mean, I think when you go overseas and across the world, if you don't do at least 12 to 14 days, it's like a waste. Because it's grueling, the traveling.
How long's the flight?
Well, 10 hours to London, LA to London, 10 hours. And then give or take, whatever, you know, you could go in Europe. I mean, it's like an hour to Paris. It's an hour to Italy. It's an hour to, we went to Scandinavia, Sweden and Denmark. It's like another hour, hour and a half, you know, kind of like bobbing around there. But, you know, you have a layover.
Wait, it's in Scandinavia?
Yeah. Why?
I was telling everyone you were in the Netherlands.
I was saying that for a while too. But then, okay, so let me clear this up for everyone. The Netherlands is Amsterdam.
Oh.
Like, Amsterdam is in the Netherlands. But I thought I was in the Netherlands. I might have said that to you. That might have been why. But Scandinavia encompasses, like, Iceland and Norway. And, I mean, it's quite a bit. It's Northern Europe, basically. But it's considered, like, Scandinavia. But, yeah, anyway, it was awesome, but far. And by the time you're there, it takes you 2 days to adjust.
What's the time change?
8 or 9 hours.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So basically, I was flipped. So when you guys were waking up, or like—
You were like early evening.
Yeah. I can't do the math. But yeah. So I would get like a text at midnight, and it would be like 3 p.m. here or something. And I'm like, I don't have the bandwidth. Like, I couldn't, I was reading it, but I'm like, okay.
Wait, how'd you force yourself to go to sleep?
Good question. I over the years, Daron's really pushed me sort of to stay up. And this time, I did a little melatonin. But it was more about, like, it wasn't about going to sleep because you were so tired. It was about staying awake.
Yeah.
To try and push yourself. Yeah. And even now, my hours, like, I got back and I stayed awake till 8, got up at 5. But it's still, like, I'm up at 5 and I've gotten totally enough sleep. But I'm like, I feel weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What's your take on... text messaging somebody, because I don't silent my notifications in general, whether I'm out of the country
or not.
Either. Okay. So like I leave it on because I'm not really getting calls or texts, but occasionally someone will text me like in very rarely, like, and I'll be like, that's so fucked up. Right. But then when I was there, I'm like, can I text someone even though it's the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to wake them up? So that's what Daron said. Daron's like, oh, it doesn't matter. Just text
them.
No,
it doesn't.
But I was so freaked out. I'm like, I'm going to wait to text them because what if I wake them up?
Oh, who gives a shit? That's their problem for having their phone on.
But see, that's what I leave it on. And so that's why I was sensitive to it. But then, you know, you forget. Then if you don't do it, then you forget about it, right?
Yeah. But also, well, you texted me in the middle of the night.
Did it wake you up?
No, it scared the shit out of me. You're like, call me. And I was like, it was like 1:30 and I forgot. I knew you were there. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, why would she say, call me?
I think did I email you that?
I don't remember. It scared the shit out of me.
It was the middle of the night?
I was like, someone has breathing issues in Netherlands. I don't know. My head went to like...
I will say I went fully equipped. I took a Z-Pack. I took Cipro. I took Zofran. I mean...
You didn't need any of it.
Nope.
Because you had it.
That's the fucking crazy part. If I didn't have it, I would have needed everything and been desperate to try and find it.
You had it all. Keep that in a baggie for when I travel next.
I think I should just, I was going to say that. I don't think I should unpack it. I should just kind of leave it as it is.
Keep it as
but like, my girlfriend, actually, she's going to Spain tomorrow. And I need to figure out who her doctor is because it must be some sort of concierge doctor. Because she's like, look at my bag. And it was like a clear bag, like exactly how I had packed, which I curated. It took me days. And someone like did it for her. I'm like.
What did she have? Cipro, Zofran.
I didn't see the prescription stuff, but it was all, you know, like it was cortisone, Neosporin. Like my dad even told me to take that new skin that can like glue your skin together if you have
a Jesus.
Cut. Oh, I had butterflies. I mean, I could have like sutured your ass up in case like in the event of like a knife fight.
Gave you everything.
No. Well, some of it I had from like, you know, prescriptions that I didn't use. And then I said, what else can you call me that like I might need? Right. But it was really cute. So what he did. I was like, this is such a love letter to me because you know how you share the same sentiment. Yeah. So he, at home, on his bathroom counter, laid out all the things that I would want, that one would want.
One would
in
want.
His, in their kit.
Yeah.
So short of a stethoscope, I mean, like I had all of it. And it was so cute because he took photos. So I'd be like, I have that, need that. But yeah, I mean.
It's because you had all of it.
You know what? I'm going to just make you one just to have.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And I looked at it. I was actually thinking of this as like a business idea to be like the doctor's daughter, you know, like the doctor's daughter kit. Yeah. Right. Because there's really nothing like that. You can order a first aid kit.
There's nothing like that.
You can order like, you know, actually, bandages, band-aids, whatever. But there's nothing that's like all the over-the-counter stuff that you might need.
I will pay it forward to you if we are in natural disaster with all my, remember my Christmas present? What was it? Like 3 pounds of like penicillin?
Oh, yeah. You know what else I have?
It'll keep a family of five alive for 3 months.
A long time ago, Jenny gave me this. I forget what it's called. It's this emergency. They have a podcast called Emergency Contact, but they make these emergency kits, and there's like enough like power bars and like things in there to like sustain you.
I've had those. They're there's a really like chic company that makes them.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I have it.
It's the canvas bag, and it's got the like navy and white.
I don't know. It's in my garage. Hopefully, I'll never need it.
Starts with a P. Damn it. What's the name?
So anyway, so I want to have this. I want to start this doctor's daughter. I wonder if it could be like profitable. And it would be like kit one, hypochondriac. Kit two, catastrophe thinker. Kit three, you're batshit.
Catastrophe.
Are you listening to me?
Preppy.
Okay. Anyways, did you just hear my tears?
I think honestly,
you'd be batshit. Yeah. XL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was good. It was actually it was a pretty great trip. It just becomes tedious after a while because you can never totally chill when you're on vacation because
you feel like you're wasting a day.
Yeah. Because you want to hit up everything. You want to hit up all the restaurants. You want to hit up as many sites as you can see. Any kind of even like exercise or even too much time in the spa, like it feels frivolous. Like you're like, let's get as much out of this as we can, right? Yeah. There's this like impending sense of like pressure, at least for the parents, I think, or especially with the kids.
See, that's why I don't think I'd be good on a trip like that.
You would be because I think where you get into trouble and where you start to get like panicky is when you're bored.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's cool about where we went to Stockholm and Copenhagen, is that there's city and there's like, you know, there's stuff going on, but not like New York City. But then there's beautiful parks and beautiful, like, you know, sort of more chill parts and nature parts. And there's just like constantly like kind of a mix of anything you want, but you're like busy. Yeah. So your mind's going. You're not really wanting to watch TV. So I felt like that was a good, for me, if I'm going to be gone for a while, like I would unravel if you took me to like where's worth all the islands, Bora Bora. Like if you took me to Bora Bora, I'd be like after like 5 days I'd be like spinning because it's just boring.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know, and we're used to like the fast pace movement. Yeah,
you've missed a lot while you were gone.
Tell me, what did I miss?
A lot of Lekfit.
I saw you hitting it hard.
I hit it hard.
I'm disappointed that I wasn't there. Your brother went for the first time?
Bert went for the first time. Uh-huh. Georgia has been like 3 or 4 times now.
When is Bert going
Leanne
again?
Went for the first time.
I want to be on his back while he does it next time.
Well, you know what sucks about... I wish we had gone. I wish I hadn't taken him on a weekend. Because you know how crowded the room gets?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I put him in the back. And so he was against a wall.
Ew.
And I didn't give him... I didn't make sure that he had a kettlebell bell. So he didn't get the full experience. Although he loved it.
Why? They only have 8 kettlebells for rent?
Yes.
I'm Lauren, I love you, but that's ridiculous.
So.
I haven't purchased one, have you?
No.
She's going to be all over me. But I'm like, no. I wanted to see if I liked it. So I rented the other day and they were like, we don't have kettlebells. We only have 8. Which then I was like, well, how much is a kettlebell? They're like $65. I'm like,
fine, I'll buy it.
I don't know. I have too much stuff in my locker already.
I can't stop thinking about your locker.
Is it gorgeous?
It's so fucking beautiful. And I'm like, do you know Samantha's code?
I've got a 2-tier locker. I'll give you my code. Yeah. I was like, wait, why do you want my code?
Because I wanted to borrow your shit, man.
You want
to
put a bomb in my locker?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, the kettlebell I'm on the fence about. I just, I don't want to lug around anything else. And you know what? I kind of feel like on days that she wants to use that, I would rent, but she has to have enough to rent.
Yeah.
That's my two cents, even though I don't know that she wants it. But anyway.
Oh, and you can't bring in your own equipment.
I mean, I'm not bringing in a kettlebell.
Well,
just so you know.
Well, you could leave it there is what I'm saying.
So we're leaving this studio.
I know, it's our last day.
We have a new home, a new room. We're moving on up.
So the next episode will not be here.
Yeah, this is our last episode in this particular space.
Is there anything you want to take with you?
I'm definitely going to take.
Oh, we should give Cody her U-ring back.
I don't actually know. I think I'm good. What would you take? One thing you have to take, gun to your head.
I would take the peace sign with me.
Maybe we just should. Maybe we should just steal something.
Just to bring peace with us.
Let's steal something from this place.
I don't want the art.
You know what? We'll take something from here and it'll be in our new room. Yeah, and let's see if our audience can tell what it is.
It'll be the one item behind us. I do like the peace. But you know, I used to have that in my family room and then Ted broke one of the fingers and it looked like a bird.
Oh, it's not brass?
No. Oh. The one I had was like cheapy.
Oh.
And he broke it and it was like just this. It was just the middle finger. And I was like, okay, well, we can't have that.
I love it. So yeah, so that's exciting.
I'm excited. New chapter.
I'm excited for us.
How many episodes do we have? This will be your 62nd. 62. It's a weird
62.
Number.
62.
62.
It's an interesting one to end on.
My number is 6. Remember that weird number we concocted?
Yeah.
That no one knew the real definition
of it? And I'm a
7? Yeah.
Okay.
So two numbers that I don't know. 62. We should change something before we leave.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Fresh start.
Such as?
Leave something here emotionally.
Ooh, what would you leave here?
What was your least favorite podcast here?
Oh my God. Great question. I like... I'd really have to like review.
I know my favorite.
What's your favorite?
My favorite podcast was probably number 15.
With who?
Just with us.
Oh.
It was awesome.
You know it was 15?
It was number 15.
Really?
It was such a fun episode. Dare I say the best episode we've had?
I think we need to just start with less people, less guests.
Yeah.
Not that we have so many guests on. People are chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I know. that was my favorite one. We talked about branding weed and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Digga, digga, digga,
and
digga,
pizza.
Yes.
The pizza guy.
Yes.
Luigi.
Yes.
That was my favorite episode.
Good. There's too many that I like that I could. I don't have a favorite. I probably have a least favorite, but I feel like that's fucked up to.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're not going to say your least favorite.
Yeah.
There were a few we walked out of this room and go, what the fuck did we just talk about?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, that was rambling. Like, the ramblings of a psycho.
It was a waste of a fucking hour.
Yeah. My gosh.
No, it's going to be a fun start. We're going to take these little cubes with us.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Should Jerry Maguire this shit. Take the chair. Just kidding.
Is that what he did in that movie?
He took the goldfish, remember?
Oh, yeah. I forget.
Right?
That was a classic.
We should get a pet for our new home.
Do you know that Tom Cruise does all his own stunts?
Yeah, of course I do.
I find it so insane.
Do you know, you met Sandy, right?
Sandy.
Leanne's friend Sandy. Asian. Really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her husband.
Yeah.
Is like the guy behind most of those stunts.
But like he actually rode his bike off of like.
Yeah. Remember when he was hanging off of an airplane?
Yes.
Sandy's husband orchestrated that.
But why would he do that? Why would
I don't know.
T-Cruz.
You know what? Here's
T-Cruz.
My. Here's why. Because I feel like people who are kind of dead inside.
Whoa.
Ride roller coasters.
I rode a roller coaster while I was gone.
Like, think about it. Why would an adult feel the need to ride a roller coaster, to feel something? You know what I mean? Like, it's really abnormal if you think about it.
Is it, though? I mean, if like, I guess if your kids want to go on
no,
it,
that's,
then
no,
that's,
I'm, saying,
I'm exempt?
I'm saying okay. You and Dron going, let's go ride some coasters today.
Like, that's Triple Indy.
Let's go to Sky Zone.
So there was a guy, we went, so there's Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen. Do you know of it?
No.
So it's like an amusement park, which has been around since the late 1800s. And it's, in fact, they've obviously updated over the years. But Walt Disney, and it's like on record of him saying that he modeled Disneyland after this place.
Oh, okay.
And it's so cute and quaint, and it's not as like massive as Disneyland, so it's like really cute, and it's in the middle of the city, and it's called Tivoli Gardens, so there's like beautiful gardens within it. It's gorgeous. And but it's crazy. So there's like rides that kind of look like kiddie rides, and you get on and they're like whoosh, like they're like intense. But there was a guy on one of the rides, like an adult man on one of the rides, and no kid, and he was just like this. Like, it was kind of...
Did your whole family go on these rides?
I went on most of them.
Dron probably gets motion sick.
He went on a couple. You know what I realized? And I don't know if this is true for everyone, but the roller coasters, I was fine on. I didn't do... They had some upside downs. We didn't do that. And we had... They had, like... What really did me in was the swings. The swings that, like, with the long ropes, and they go, it goes up, and you're like, you know, going around it. It's the...
Oh, does it go up and down too?
A little bit, but mostly it's the round and around. I got off of that. I was like green. But huh. I had done a different kind of spinny thing, but it had like some different motion, and then a few roller coasters. I was fine. It's the swings did me in.
Do you want to go to, you want to take the kids to Universal?
I mean, I will. It's a tad boring.
No, it's not.
I did it for Dom's birthday.
No, it wasn't Dom's birthday because we weren't invited.
Whose birthday was it?
Ezra's.
Oh, yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Whatever.
Anyway, we had the guide and we did like all the rides and it was fun. But I don't know that like you need to do that more than once a year.
We don't need a guide.
I don't want to wait in lines.
I'm saying when school goes back in.
Yeah.
Which is next week, I think.
Yeah.
Let's just go the day with the kids.
I mean,
and do Harry Potter and get
sick
like
of shit. You're like a better mom than me. I'm like, now after this trip, I'm like, don't talk to me. Leave me alone. I can't.
I know. I've got to figure out what Ted's doing for the rest of the fucking month. It's only like the 5th, maybe. I don't know. I'm fucked.
There's nothing. I have nothing for them either.
Nothing. Yeah. I might sign him up for private baseball lessons. It's all he wants to do.
There were a few things this week, but I was freaked out that they were all going to be jet lagged and insane. So they've been waking up at like 1 or 2 a.m. and they come in, they're like, melatonin me, please.
Ghost me.
So last night, okay, so we've been trying to keep them up like at least until like 7, right?
Yeah.
So they're not like up in the middle of the night. And I go in to my room last night and I think it was maybe 6:45, maybe 7. And all of Dom's just kind of asleep on my bed and I'm like, ugh, okay, you know? And then he wakes up and he looks at me and he's like, I may or may not have taken a melatonin.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what? And he was like...
Lola's like...
He goes, I go, did you? He goes, yep. And I go, one or two? He goes, one.
I mean...
I'm like, Dom, you can't... I'm like, pill popping Dom? I'm like, you can't...
No, you can't do that, Dom.
Lola's always like... I felt like taking a nap sounded good.
Yeah. Lola's always like, gummy, please. I'm like, dude, pump the brakes on the gummies.
You know the melatonin gummies?
Yeah.
I actually like them because they're like stale and I like those hard chewy gummies.
Ew, gross.
Yeah. I like old gummy bears.
Jenny turned me on to the Junas.
Oh, yeah.
They're
well,
fucking
Well, I did through her.
Sam turned me on
credit.
To the... Sam
Give
turned
her no
me on,
credit.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
Sam turned me on to the Junas. They are so good. And Isla has trouble sleeping, my niece.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a slumber party at their house one night
mm-hmm.
with both kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who wants a gummy? And you hear Lola going, me. And I'm like, no, Lola, you're not, like, these are adult gummies.
Yeah.
She was like, she just texted me now. She was like, I slept great that night. I was like, I know, because it's a microdose
of
melatonin.
Oh.
It's like 0.33. It's.
So Luca was like, do you have any NyQuil with you on
Whoa.
The trip? And I was like, yeah, but like, why? He's like, I took NyQuil once, best night of my life. I was like,
shit.
Whoa, kiss your friends and family goodbye. Like,
does Dron I can't take melatonin in big doses. It makes me feel, it gets me all jittery.
I, we'll take it. I mean, there was a time
where... Seems like your family's a huge fan.
There was word where there was like, for a while there was something going around that it was like bad for you. And I feel like now that's like been debunked. I don't love it because I feel like anything now, I like the next morning you kind of feel a little groggy. Yeah. But the NyQuil thing was crazy. Luca's like, I love NyQuil. I'm like, oh my God.
We're like, okay.
Yeah. Best night of my life. Like, okay. I don't even remember. Because, you know, he's big enough now that you can give him like adult shit.
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, I moved my camping trip for his bat mitzvah, bar mitzvah.
Well, obviously.
It was a lot of work to move that trip.
Okay. Well, you're like his aunt or like basically his mom.
I would fucking hope so.
You're like his mom.
I would like rather be co-parenting than an aunt.
I have way too much to do. Like that whole thing is done. I have to do like a montage and a speech. Like I need like ChatGPT or whatever to like do it all for me somehow. I don't know. Something. Or Sandra.
Or that little angel in the corner.
Write my speech for me. Okay, wait. Last thing I'm going to say about medicine. This was kind of an epic story. So we went to this restaurant called Geranium. It was on like world's best restaurant. I don't know. Like a few years. Like not this last year. But anyway. Crazy tasting menu. I need to post all these pictures of all these meals. It was crazy. But beyond the food, it was like the service. That's what really blows my mind. Mm-hmm. The way they like, you know, they put a plate down. It's like five people putting five plates down all at the same time. Like, I mean, it's crazy. So it was beautiful and amazing. The kids, you know, it was like, it was a little bit ambitious of a meal for the kids. But the experience was cool. But it was like 4.5 hours, 4 hours and 45 minutes. Like,
well, that's
way too long. So midway through, Ezra's like, I have a headache. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know. Like, all I have is, like, real Advil. I don't have kids chewable Advil. Like, Luca can swallow pills, but, you know, the others can't. And it's not, like, an easy thing to, like, master. What do you mean?
Your kids can't swallow a pill?
I mean, Luca can. My other ones are still, like, taking kids' stuff that you don't have to swallow. Who swallows a pill?
I don't know. I just assumed everyone could.
Does Ted swallow a pill?
I'm sure he could.
Well, you haven't tried. So, anyway, I'm like, okay, all I have is adult Advil, okay? And they were like, the gels. I was like, I don't know. And he just kept complaining. I think he just had anxiety because it was this fancy meal and, you know, there's a lot of kind of pressure to, like, be poised. And I'm like, listen, do you know how to swallow a pill? I'm like, he doesn't. It's not going to be good. I'm telling you right now. And so Daron's like, I think he can do it. I'm like, okay, well, go to the bathroom and do it. So they go to the bathroom, come back, and Daron's like, nope, no dice. And I was like, okay, listen. I'm like, Ezra, chew the gel cap. It's going to taste horrible, okay? But, you'll get it, and you can just swallow it. Like, chew it up and swallow it, okay? Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Oh, no.
We're at the table. He's like, it's spicy, it's spicy. And then Dom and Luca are like this across the table because it's like, you know, this fancy restaurant. They're like this.
All of
a sudden he spits it out. Okay, I'm like holding it in my hand. He drinks water and he goes, the water, it's sparkling. Because, you know, sparkling water exacerbated it. And he was like, it was so spicy. And I was like, okay, well, bad idea. Thought it was a good idea. So, but I think eventually it did get into a system. I think it did help. Like the liquid gel went down, but I'm like, just chew it and swallow it. How bad can it be? I guess pretty bad.
Oh my God. No. Yeah.
The water. You know what you do? It's sparkling.
You put the pill on their tongue, have them fill their mouth with water, go like this and swallow. It goes right down.
You should have come over. Come over and do it to him.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Let's do it today.
I should have called you.
You should have called me.
It was not the kind of thing we should have been experimenting at, like, a 5-star restaurant.
I would.
And then, like, 10 people came over to attend to him. I was like, oh, God.
You're like, he just chewed a liquid gel. Don't worry.
Yeah, totally. And I'm holding it in my hand.
Ew, like a used condom.
Yes, it was so bad. So anyways, the other thing is, and I've said this before, all my looks are lost on my family. Okay. At some point, I'm like, why am I even, why do I even like care? I felt like I looked really old on this trip. I was like, I really need like face work or something.
No, you don't.
I'm like, my jowls are jowling and my like, I don't know. I just felt like, but anyways, my looks are lost on them.
When
I dress
you get
up,
dressed.
Nobody really cares. No one takes photos of me. I'm like, can someone document this like fire look that I have?
When you get dressed, like to go out to dinner, is drawn like, you look beautiful.
Yes, for 1 second. And then it's like, I fucking spent 2 hours getting ready. And I
have all this hair and beautiful. All
these extensions. And it's like so much extra work. It seemed like a good idea at the time. But I'm like, Lord, the maintenance on this fucking thing.
I got ready the other night to go to Bert's Porosa's bar takeover.
Ooh, where was that?
In Marina Del Rey.
Okay. Oof. Okay.
It was far.
Yeah.
And I went out to the pool because Ted was calling me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had makeup on and I had those little roach clips in my hair. And Ted looked at me and goes, "That's weird. Why do you look so beautiful?" And I'm like, "God, I love you."
Were you out or were you getting ready?
I was like ready to go.
Yeah.
And I literally was wearing sandals and jeans. But my face was like, "That's weird. Why do you look so beautiful?"
Ugh, I love
him. I'm like, Mike would never say that.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I mean, little boys. I was like, one night I was flustered. I don't know if we were like, I think it was the end of the night. And I was just like, you know. And Dom's like, "Mommy, everybody loves you." He's like, "And especially me." Like, it was like, he was like, "You're the greatest thing in the world." Like, he just like, you know, makes me feel so seen that nothing can bother me at that point.
Oh, no.
Oh, and then one night I went to sleep before him and I woke up to text messages from him telling me like how amazing I am and how perfect I am.
Oh, my God.
And then so when I woke up, he was asleep and I had text messages on my phone from him from the night before.
Are you kidding?
No.
I know, Ted. Whenever Mike goes in front of the car, like mm-hmm. if the kids and I are in the car, when Mike walks up to the car.
Yeah.
Right when he gets to the front, I'll lay on the horn and just scare the shit out of him. And the kids love it.
Mike?
Yeah. You should do it to Duran sometime. It's hysterical because it's such like an old school prank that no one sees coming.
But so you continue to do it and he still doesn't see it coming?
No, because you're just, you've got other shit on your mind. You're walking to the car. And, you know, the first time I did it, I was like, "Do you see that?" And he'd be like, "What?" I'm like, "Right there." And he'd go like this really close. And I'd be like, "Meh."
What a bitch.
The kids love it.
Oh, my God.
So they forgot something the other day. And I'm walking out to the car. And he's like, "Should I do it?" And he was like, "Don't do it. She works so hard." I was like, "What?" Okay, Dad. "Don't do it. She works so hard. She doesn't deserve that."
I love that. I know. They really see us.
Yeah. They really do.
Yeah.
We talked about getting married.
You and Ted?
I was like, "I don't think we can get married."
Yeah, I had this like, conversation with
I was
Dominic.
Like, "We can't get married." He's like, "Well, whoever I marry, can we live with you?" I was like, "Absolutely, you can."
I love that because it's almost like you're like, I mean, I would marry you.
Dom
used to talk about a beach wedding, you know, like, "Well, is it legal to marry you?" And I was like,
"I will live with you the rest of my life."
I mean, maybe. Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
And other things you've missed, we are on the crunch, the 2-month crunch.
Getting into your house?
Yep.
So you called me about tile yesterday. Are you
oh
looking?
My God.
Wait, are you trying to find the tile I have, or are you looking just a place to source tile?
No, I'm at tile place. I'm trying to buy tile. I've bought a few things.
Okay.
And what's weird is like I can pick a floor like that. I've picked all my floors, like tile floors. Meaning,
well, do you have options I can choose between for the other stuff? Because I'm really good at like choosing between.
Are you?
Yeah. Also, I like marble that's not
I don't
want
to do marble.
Marble gets so
it's
marked
so
by
marked.
It gets so marked by everything. Like you'll set like I'll set like a face wash
I'm not doing
on
marble.
And like I'm like, "Oh, well, that's there forever now."
Yeah. I'm not and you know
it's
what I've
so
noticed?
Messed up.
You go to a tile store, you look at these beautiful like
installations.
Like herringbone marble designs and you're like, "That is gorgeous." Uh-huh. And then you look at someone's marble floor in their bathroom and you're like, "That's disgusting," because the wear and tear on it,
or if
it absorbs
too small
everything
and there's too much grout.
The grout is filthy and so then you've got dirty grout with the gray marbles. It's pulling blue and you're just like, "Ugh."
So what's the answer to that?
I don't know.
You know what else? I did marble floor in my bathroom and I didn't they're like squares. They're like a little bigger than this, but I didn't
These are the floors I like. They're big. What is it?
Hexagon?
They're like this big.
Yeah. I like that.
I like
small
that.
Grout.
Small grout.
Okay,
big
let
tiles.
Me tell you though. There is a coat, there is a treatment you can do on
I know,
the floor.
But you have to do every 6 months.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You don't know what I'm gonna say.
Go ahead.
It's like it makes it a little grippy. It's forever.
Oh.
Because I didn't do that. So I have like, you know, my squares are probably twice the size of like a square.
Yeah.
And it's so slippery. It's like scary.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
We all know, the whole family knows we've all slipped enough times. But there is a treatment you can do. I think you do it once it's down and someone comes with like a marble person comes and it makes it like a little bit of grip. So you got to do that. Secondly, I love a dark grout, like a black grout or something like that, because it will never look dirty.
That's intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Or a dark gray grout, because the white grout will inevitably, you know, pick up color that you can't get out. Also, the light marble, as beautiful as that is, will
I
get
know.
Like
it's so dirty.
Color will come from underneath it. Like, I mean, I don't know. They make dark.
Tiles now. Let me show you this shower. They make these long tiles that look kind of like bamboo, like strips. This is what I'm doing in Ted's bathroom.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
I love that.
Love.
Yeah.
But it's really hard. It's really fucking hard to choose tile. Mm. And then Mike's like, we don't want all white. The problem is the bathroom is already white.
It's not hard. You're just too deep in it. Why don't you consult me?
Can I borrow you
yeah.
for like a day?
Yeah.
Well, we've got this huge
Can you write
slab.
My bar mitzvah speech?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Yeah. We've got a huge slab of marble on the wall. So it's like we've got to pull that in somewhere. And Mike, this morning, after I spent like an hour at like Floor and Decor yesterday, 2 hours.
Floor and Decor?
Floor and Decor.
How can I help you?
He's like, I think we need a little color. And I'm like,
color of what?
I was like, I don't want color.
What kind of color? What are we talking about?
I don't fucking know. But I'm like, I don't want color.
On the tile?
Just, yeah. He's like, we need a little color. I'm like, we have a black vanity. We've got a white tub. Like, it's black and white bathroom. We're not bringing color
in. I would err on the side of darker on everything, but not color. Like, grays or blacks or something like that.
I just don't want a black bathroom either.
I don't know. I like masculine everything. But anyways, I can consult with you if you're not going that direction. I can consult with you on the wear and tear of things because I did my house, like, 10 years ago. So I like, have a sense of, like, what I think. So for instance, the kitchen backsplash, I did darker tile. Tile can be whatever, with like a dark gray, almost black grout, and it looks fucking perfect still.
Here's the thing. So this woman comes up to help me at Floor and Decor.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm just walking around aimlessly. She's like, show me, what are you working on? I'm like, my daughter's bathroom. She's like, here's what you're going to do. And I felt like she had all the fucking answers.
Really?
And I was like, God damn, woman.
So why?
She's
why
like,
are you
here's
still...
the beautiful tile. Do these big slabs. They can cut them. Here's the bat. And I'm like, done. We're done. I love this look. And Nicole actually met me there.
So what happened since then?
Here's what happened. Nicole met me there. I showed her. Nicole's like, it's gorgeous. And I was like, right? I was like, all right, I'll go home and pull the links off. You know, I took the SKUs and I pulled the links. Mm-hmm. Pull the fucking link for the floor she recommended.
It's super expensive.
I call Nicole in the car. I was like, you're going to die when you see what this floor looks like when it's cut up and put on the ground.
Oh.
And she's like, send it to me.
What?
And then I sent it to her. And she's like, oh, it looks like a public restroom.
Ew.
Literally looks like
why
LA County public restroom.
What does that look like?
Here, I'll show you.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
Is that all?
It's so gross. Where I was like, I can't believe I was about to buy that. And then Lola would have looked like there's an occupied sign on the outside of her door.
Ew.
Is that not disgusting?
Subway tiles, kind of?
No.
No, I mean, that's what it looks like.
It looks like
yeah,
it's been mopped over with an industrial mop.
Yeah, no.
It's so bad. So
right.
Anyway.
I'll help you.
I need consulting.
How
do we round out this day in here? I mean, it feels so weird we're not going to be back here.
Weird and exciting.
I never liked this room, really. I liked that room better.
I know.
I felt more at home in the dark,
dank, masculine room.
Yeah. This one feels like I'm being, like, surveyed.
You're like, in a focus group?
Yeah, like, is she okay? Should we let her out? I don't know.
Oh, you know what else what I thought was kind of interesting when I was in Stockholm? I went into this store. It was an old bank. It was, like, beautiful. I mean, the old buildings there are so cool. And I was, like, looking around. I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, the coolest space. That's the thing about Europe. Those buildings are just so sophisticated and chic. And the guy was like, yeah, actually, this is where the term Stockholm Syndrome comes from. Because I guess it was – I know what Stockholm Syndrome is, but I didn't realize it's derived from this bank robbery. Do you know the story?
No.
So, I mean, I loosely know. So it was, like, a bank robbery in Stockholm. At this bank, and they had, like, hostages in the safe for, like, I don't know, 5 days or 4 days or three, like, multiple days. And at the end of it, the hostages were, like, endeared to the
captors.
And that's where the term Stockholm Syndrome comes from.
That's fucking
crazy. And so I was in the actual bank. Am I right, Sandra? I was in the actual bank where it happened, and it's stunning, gorgeous.
Whoa.
I have pictures I'll show you later. But I was like, fuck yeah. And so I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I thought of you because, you know, I think her dog has Stockholm Syndrome.
That dog is way too attached. That poor fucking dog.
Right? She was like, Samantha. Samantha. Like, yeah. I was like, well, it's true. But anyway.
That poor dog's like, pick.
Yeah.
Pick, 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 pick,
So Dom got a fish for his birthday, instead, not a bird, and it's still alive.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you.
Yeah. It's still alive. He named it Dexter.
That's so cute.
Yeah. It was in this massive tank that Lisa bought it. Like, it was 10 times too big for it. So we before we left, we moved him into, like, a smaller little bowl. He seems much happier.
Oh, okay.
But, ugh, I mean, I don't know. I'm not
fucking fish. That's so annoying.
He looks like he's thriving.
Of course he is. Because he's like,
I'm a beta.
10 years old for beta years.
Oh, yeah. You saw him with like a little, he has like a
beard.
He
had like a,
he has a gray beard.
Gray beard. Yeah. I was like, okay.
I've survived nuclear war.
It's not the first Petco he's been at.
Yeah. So that's happening.
And,
he's alive still.
And I texted Samantha while we were gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. We have amazing news to report. Cotty?
Yep.
Cotty tracked down the Costco werewolf.
A friend of mine called me and said they're setting up a werewolf in Costco tonight. Mm. They're not on the floor yet, but the workers here are telling us, be here 15 minutes before opening because they are going to clear out.
And are they gone now?
Oh, yeah. They were gone the next day.
Did I send you? So Cotty procured us
two.
Both werewolves.
And then Mike and I were like, I wonder if... So Mike, I got Mike to go because Mike wanted the werewolf just as badly. The kids went too. I dropped Mike off at the door. Mike and Ted off the door. Lola and I parked. Mm-hmm. And then when we had two flatbeds, I'm like, should I put one on mine? And he's like, no, you're acting weird. And I was like, if they don't let us buy two, because you know how some stores will be like, you can only buy one.
Let's pretend we don't know each other.
So I told him, I was like, you know, coming up with these scenarios in my head.
Yeah.
And he was like, stop, you're being weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my head, we'll just say we're divorced and the kids want
they need a werewolf at each house
and we're doing this as a family and don't ruin our moment.
Yeah.
They didn't ask.
I'm sure. You know what I think would be funny if like I set it up outside of the boys' room, like before I put it outside one morning?
That would scare the shit out of them.
Did I send you the link to they had a ton of skeletons at Home Depot.
Yes.
I'm sure they're gone. But it was like 800 in stock.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sure they went in like 2 seconds.
I'm sure they did.
I was like, Dron, should I get another one? He was like, no.
How many do you have?
One.
Oh, I have two.
I should have gotten a second one.
You should
one.
Have.
I don't have any, like, I don't know where I'm going to put it, but those things are like just my favorite.
I don't know what I'm going to do with the fucking werewolf, to be honest with you.
Really?
It's not on brand for me.
The werewolf?
Like the skeletons
very
I can
80s,
pull off.
Like, it looks like 80s.
It's so 80s. And then we've got Soul Sucker.
Like the big skeleton that we got last year, that's like weirdly chic.
Totally chic, where I'm like, that's like tasteful in my front yard.
I know. I kind of want another one. Ugh, are they sold out now?
No, buy another one.
I'm going to look. And then the one I got coming out of the ground, I think that's going to be chic-ish.
Yeah, it will. That
groundbreaking.
That's what I should buy because I could have like two flanking the house and then one crawling out.
I think I'll put the werewolf on the basketball court, just like with the basketball
Teen
in
wolf.
His hand.
Teen Wolf.
Yes.
Yes. And it's very Teen Wolf.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted it. I'm happy we have it. But I agree with
Fuck
you.
Fuck it. I could sell it online for a profit, too.
Pick up only. After you're out of that house and Nicole's there, be like, contact
I know, right?
Nicole.
Contact Nicole. Ooh, I got to order my lunch. I got to order my lunch, people.
Why?
Because I'm working out of the office today.
What? You have like the timer to order your lunch?
Yeah. They send me what, to, like the menu.
Who does?
Sarah. At the podcast.
Oh. That's so cute, actually. That's
isn't
like
it?
It's such a little family.
I know, isn't
what,
it?
Where are you ordering from?
Mendocino. Mm. I think I'm going to get the Modern Caesar.
Never, ever had anything from there.
What?
Yeah.
I could blow your mind.
It's across the street, right?
It's so good.
You're
probably ready for dinner.
Yes, I know. I am. I'm like, I've never eaten this early. Yesterday, I was eating at like 6 a.m. And I was telling a friend of mine, she's like, I eat at 6 a.m. every day. I'm like, why are you up that early? And why are you hungry then?
I was talking about this with someone else. I'm like, I have to wake up and have coffee on an empty stomach. There are two things I like on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Coffee and vodka.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Agreed.
And once I eat,
agreed.
I'm done with that beverage for the day.
Yeah. I know. I think these girls who wake up that early, they don't drink or anything. I'm like, do you guys, this is because you don't drink and you're like
stupid.
Up so early. And they're like, well, I do drugs. So I was like, what kind of drugs? They're like edibles every night. I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I've been doing my hot water with lemon at night. Every night I do it. A big like 10 ounce.
Yeah. Do you sleep like a sweet little baby then?
In a Juno.
How's your sleep score been?
Really good.
Yeah.
Really, 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 really good.
My
HRV has been all over the place.
What's your highest sleep score ever?
92, I think. I think that was induced, though. I don't think that was natural. I think I had some assistance.
Pectocin induced. yeah, I don't know. Sleep is like the most alluring thing to me. I'm like, oh my God, good sleep. Nothing beats it.
Our housekeeper came in today and was like, are you okay? I go, I'm okay. She's like, you don't look good. She's like, you look really, really, really. I'm like, how is this going to end? She's like tired.
If anybody ever tells anyone they look tired, I think it's like so unproductive. Like, how is that helping you? Was it Mimi?
No. Okay. It was Letty.
That's just rude and unnecessary. Then even if you aren't tired, you feel tired. By the way, it was
Clemencia's
birthday yesterday. Yeah.
Did you text her?
I forgot. I've been so good
she
for the last
like
10
Samantha
years.
Samantha didn't text me today.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, she did not.
Yeah. I was like, she's probably traveling. She's like,
She did not.
I'm just kidding.
I'm like, I've been doing it. It hasn't been my nanny for like 10 years. And I'm like, I'm good. I almost did it. And then I forgot. Okay. So Mimi, she follows me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Does she like psycho like all of your stuff?
No.
Oh my God. It was like, and I was like, this person's scary. I'm going to block them. And I like click on it. And it's like Mimi's like her like charity
thing.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes.
And she's like, hurt. Yeah. She like went deep. And then yes. I was like, oh, it's Mimi. Okay, fine. It's not that scary. Or is it?
Yeah. Because the emblem really on Instagram looks like NRA or something.
Yeah,
you're like,
I'm like, who is this?
Who is this?
Yeah, but that was cute. I have so much. So I feel like I documented pretty good. I have so much other stuff that I want to post from the trip. But I don't like want to overpost.
Overpost.
But there's so much cool stuff that I saw and took pictures of. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And like a lot
of
food.
Let it trickle out.
We went to Noma. Mm. Do you know what Noma is? Huh?
Mm-mm.
It's crazy. Do you know what Noma is?
It's not on your story.
It's like, it was voted like best restaurant in the world like 4 or 5 years in a row. I mean, or like.
Was it really that
multiple
good?
Different years. And then until I think Michelin or whoever made it so that if you've made the list once, like you can't make it again, which makes sense though in a way, because then it's like, it was. Yeah, I mean, they grow all of their own, like, herbs and fruits and vegetables, and the space is beautiful. The staff is, like, it's, like, insane. I mean, everything they do is best of the best.
But if you didn't know, if you just walked into this place, it was in Burbank, would you walk out going, that was the best restaurant in the world? Honestly.
Yes. I mean, so
if you
it's
didn't
not
know they grew all their shit.
It's yeah, you would, but it's not straightforward food. Like we also went in Kyoto when they had a pop up in Kyoto, and so they do different seasons. So like this was vegetable season, so there was no meat.
Ugh.
They do like a seafood. They do they do different things. So because I mean, they made these like they had a mushroom dish that they made taste like meat, right?
Mm.
But it's not straightforward food. It's not like that was the best.
Yeah, I know.
Pasta. That was the best burger. It's not food like that. Do you know what
I mean? Yeah, you wouldn't be able to name it, really.
Yeah, so like, are you craving this like kelp wrapped vegetable thing? Like, are you craving it again? Like, maybe not, but like during you're like, oh my gosh, it's the flavor.
Flavor.
Like, they had these leaves that like tasted like oysters, like in like, not like a seafood fishy way, but like, I mean, just really innovative, interesting stuff. It's just, it
spans your mind.
Yeah. It's like on another level. But are you like, I can't wait to eat that mushroom? You know, I mean.
No, it's just like a culinary experience.
But yes, you would. I mean, you would go there and be like, whoa. Like the way that they are on, like the way everything's prepared, the way they grow everything, the service. I mean, it's all compounded. So that was interesting. And, but you know, a little bit over the boy's head, but.
Whatever. Duran, they can always wash it down with Advil.
Duran and I kept being like, it's like a show. It's like think of this as like, you know, like an entertainment, like also, not just like you have to love everything. Because I think they started to get anxiety, like, I don't like anything. Oh my God, what am I going to eat? It's like, I'll get you room service later.
Yeah. Is your sleeve tucked in?
No, it's like, they're like shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads.
What do you think?
I would look like I would be taking flight in that. I'd be like, hello. Wheels up.
Am I though? You know,
no,
do you remember
you're tiny
like,
up
a few
top.
Years ago, like they like a lot of shirts were like this, and I was kind of into it for a second. And then now I think I got rid of all of them. But I don't know, this I thought was kind of cute. It's actually one piece.
Oh, no way.
It's a dress.
Where'd you get that?
Zara.
You motherfucker.
I'm considering maybe posting outfits again.
You should.
Or just pieces. But I and also traveling, I find it totally opens my mind to, like, not only am I seeing things like IRL, like, I love seeing people on the street and what they're wearing. Like, even if it's like, oh, I like that denim jacket. I like those shoes. Oh, that's so cool. And even over Japan, Scandinavia, the fashion is very different. And I like that. Like, Japan felt like I'd seen everything. It wasn't yeah. that, like, but with the food, with the hotels, with the fashion, all of it expands your mind. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, I come home and I feel really decisive. You know when you're, like, just in the same place for long and you're like, yeah. I don't care. Nothing's cute. I don't know. And then now I'm like, oh, my God, yes, that works. That works. I don't know. Yeah. It's inspiring.
That's fun.
Yeah. Like, I realize the traveling is hard, but it's worth it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway.
And regardless of how crazy my kids can drive me just after that much, you know, compounded time with them, having them with me eliminates 70% of my anxiety if I was gone.
Oh, yeah. Want to go away for like a night. That's it. Just a night.
With me.
Okay.
Yeah. Alone.
Done. All right. Should we say goodbye to this room?
I think we should. I think it's time. I think it's been a good first.
It's been a good run, guys.
It's been a first good stomping ground for
These
us.
These walls could speak.
We're going to get, you know what? Oh, I think I found the chair that we're going
to
have.
Talk to me.
Okay. So I'll have Duran send me a picture of it later. He took a picture of me in it. It was in the lobby of this one hotel. And it's really cute. It's like a little shorter, right? It kind of will make you feel like a supermodel. Like,
okay. Can't wait to see this chair.
What do you mean?
If it's going to make me feel like a fucking supermodel, then I'm going to get like six for my house.
Yeah, because you're not like this. Okay. Like, I feel like I'm always like this and my calves are like crunched calves.
I'm pretty good
it's
in
like
this
a,
chair.
It's like round, like a big, well, you're taller than me. It's like a rounder seat, like bigger than your butt, obviously. So you have a little bit of wiggle room to get cozy, but it's shorter. And so your leg, like, you're like,
I better.
My legs are so long.
Really? Yeah. I better not look like Will Ferrell and Elf.
You're like 1 inch taller than me.
Or I'm like this.
Can I get a little bit of like appreciation, please?
Can I see a picture?
I'll send you a picture. I'll ask Duran. I don't have it. I'll tell him to send it to me. But anyway, that's going to be happening in our new space.